Non-Local, Part 1.3, Cosmic Constant, MRPG. One of Sunshine Mosquito's favorite things in the known universe is that he can integrate his face via a facial capture video card on his home computer onto his online character. A chaos magician named Muckamuck Babu Rambeau, the sour quart keeper of the Amalgamated Chalices of Manitoba. He had recently defeated a despondent player from Manitoba and had easily acquired all of the player's virtual possessions, including the second half of that official sounding title. Cosmic Constant, the MRPG, can be played in three different game modes: Standard Model, Mixed Bag, and Non-Local. They all do equivalently the same thing, but are different aspects of how the game is experienced. The Standard Model version of play is like classic video game, where players are competing for points or organizing role-playing games. Mixed Bag is what made Cosmic Constant famous. In this mode, players are wearing a special headset that is recording their face and augmenting it into the virtual world. Non-Local is the mode where the game is played in a 1-to-1 aspect ratio of mixed reality, what is called the pitch, which is what players in the game call the blackness of outer space, as in pitch black. There is light in the pitch, which is just an augmented exact format. It is not totally dark. It is called the pitch because in the 1-to-1 aspect ratio, it might be impossible to get back to your home planet server. The pitch is multifarious and can be terribly undefined and ultimately unforgiving. It is not that popular. Players can alternate between these three modes at any time during play. But players stay in the standard model because that is where the bulk of the players are and where most of the game-like activities occur. Mixed Bag is the second most popular, especially since folks are really starting to take to augmenting virtual spaces. There was a huge social pushback against augmented reality from various groups who had begun raging against the digitization of the world around them. The thought that everything in the universe could be reduced to a series of numbers was as quintessentially offensive to them as the thought that humans were related to monkeys back in the Darwinian era by the theologically mired scientists. Many essays, editorials, blogs, and updates went cutting to the quick of experienced reality. The theses for all of them were similar enough to generalize. Why spend so much time digitizing something that can't be experienced in real life? Of course, from a certain vantage point, that argument is quaint, or maybe even a little primitive sounding. It is savage, for sure, and not in the colonial sense. It doesn't take many important things into account. Long distances, communication barriers, lack of natural sensory perception, geologic time, amongst many other things. At its heart, it is a cultural conceit. It takes as a given that those individuals who digitize anything are doing so in order to either play God or to avoid life experiences because they are neurasthenic or psychotic. It is simply reductionist and self-righteous. As it stands, the mixed bag mode is becoming increasingly popular as people are integrating more of their live meat space world into the virtual spaces around them, sculpting their faces into huge ice mountains on Titan, making snow angels on a dwarf planet in the Oort cloud, with the only light source on that planet being the lamp in a live video feed from their bedroom. There are some remote parts of the Earth, from uninhabited atolls in the New Pacific to the Mariana Trench, that have been captured via nanofeeds and mixed into the MRPG, which players can now experience. All of this would be impossible without artificial enhancement of the worlds around us. There are virtual rooms projected in basements of museums that have doors opening to any live feeds from any number of moons in the solar system. There are indoor swimming pools where one can swim the shadow ice oceans of Europa. Almost everyone who creates an account for Cosmic Constant will set up a game in the non-local mode. And there are a couple rules that set it apart from the other two. There's no reset or start again selection inside of non-local. Players have to switch back to another mode they want out. And if they go back to the pitch, they go back to where they left off. The pitch is space standard, which means there's no up, down, or left, right. All things are equivalent, and things like up, down only happen when one is positioned inside the gravitational pull of a mass large enough to have reached hydrostatic equilibrium. Artificial gravity is make-believe. If there is a sunrise of sufficient length to be observable for at least a few seconds, you're out of the pitch. If you can orient based on planetary movement, you're out of the pitch. The pitch has no horizons, no fullness, and it is not a satiated figure. It is always falling and pulling. It smells of burnt meat, metallic hush. True enthusiasts of cosmic content will use full sensory immersion helmets when playing in the pitch to experience as much of it as possible. There are urban legends of these helmets causing a form of space dementia or pitch madness, but those are all greatly exaggerated. It would be like humans going crazy from that falling feeling when going to sleep. It's just an evolutionary hiccup that should not be eradicated, but savored and treated with solemnity. It does not make you crazy. It will make some people angry, but they are the kind of folks who get mad when people use numbers to describe things. They were going to get mad about interesting things anyway, because they're pre-programmed by a set of learned behaviors to do so. Apart from the three modes of play, Cosmic Constant has several games inside of its makeup that players use. Games also can be invented, and the GUI platforms the game is in has made it very easy for players to download SDKs and develop their own games, or script their own levels. The indigenous game for the standard model mode for play is a mix of fantasy and space travel, sort of a space opera with all the fantasy fixings, grab bag of every speculative trope imaginable, all ordered together in a format to be envied. The character players make chaos magicians, which are derived from the semi-serious social philosophy of chaos magic. They are chimerical humanoids with a myriad of accoutrements. Kids will spend a good deal of time adjusting the look of their chaos magicians, outfit, and ship. The Chaos Magicians are shapeshifters, in the original sense of the word. Their identities are based on transmutable genetic sequences. To change your characters, it has to be done surgically, through a series of quantum entanglement sessions, using something they call gene therapy. These are a set of algorithms that get run simultaneously as any adjustments are made that will reflect the new abilities of the virtual hardware in the game. If a player has adjusted the wings on their ship to look like giant turds, an AI character will appear to let them know that their new vessel has some fundamental design flaws, and that turds are not the most aerodynamic of man-made structures. There are a few elements from the classical chaos magic philosophy that are part of the Cosmic Constant MRPG gaming structure. Like chaos magic, Cosmic Constant is based wholly on a few misprisions of quantum physics. They refer to the physical constants of the universe, dimensionless weights of certain particles, the speed of light, etc. As the cosmic constants, as they're called, they had meant to be called the cosmological constant, the one theorized by Einstein and denoted by lambda. None of the original designers looked it up until it was way too late. Chaos magic, in principle, works by witches and wizards of that order, rearranging the subatomic particles around them, creating a new set of reality every other time. It is a magical practice that is practiced with a certain disregard for magic proper or any other sort of spiritual beliefs, sort of a touchstone for magical atheism. The magical spells or charms they use in the game are based on misunderstanding of basic particle physics. For example, to make certain potions, flavored quarks are added for their taste signatures, or quantum umami ratios, sort of the way chefs add spices to a mixture. The quarks are kept in a spice rack in the cargo bay of all Cosmic Constant standard model spaceships, which have customizable exteriors, of which players don't see until level 2. Needless to say, actual quarks behave much differently in the real world. But that is the great thing about video game logic. All of the magic stories that have ever been told, from Raven sealing the sun to magic beings growing a beanstalk into the realm of the evil giants, make sense in video game worlds. No one even questions it. Sometimes the more inventive the reality is, the more players enjoy it. The only hitch is that they want to look as real as possible. On occasion, players like the cartoony or anime look, but really, they want the equivalent of what some old-school surrealist painters provided. A European Renaissance standard, realistic depiction of dream logic. Shadows need to be cast properly in relation to light sources. Items from the real world need to be recognizable as objects that they represent. This is virtual reality in its truest sense. There is no temporary suspension of disbelief. All that is left is the quest for the indigenous logic of the dream world your player has entered. The pitch is not in dream logic. It is a sincere one-to-one of the real universe. Players are traveling around the solar system at the same relative speed that small nanocrafts are traversing the solar system in. They can get lost, out of contact, destroyed by heat, rocks, dust, whatever. It is an inhospitable world. If your craft gets stuck in a megastorm on Jupiter, a new one must be acquired from the non-local Chaos Quartermaster. Most players don't care for this aspect. Sometimes it is even used for science classrooms, since it provides such an accurate portrayal of the known solar system. What players like is a good fantasy story with a lot of action. Navigating a flight from the Earth's moon to the dwarf planet Makemake, codename Easter Bunny, where MRPG colonists from Cosmic Constant are planning on building a series of micrological societies for reintegration with the game, and the real solar system is going to be a little boring and most of the time spent on autopilot in the pitch. It is that difference of consensus reality being stranger than fiction, but people still want to recreate life, illustrate dreams, and make up stories to tell other people. Avoiding these impulses is dangerous. The storyline of the standard model game is relatively simple. All players, when they register and create an account, will go to a training room, where they learn the basics of the game through instructional videos and interactions with other players and AI coaches, who are attending the Beginner's Lounge. Once a character is sufficiently versed in the ways of the game, they are led by a group of veiled chaos magicians called the Council of Libernauts into a room where they must answer a few questions, fill out a survey, and then restart their game. Upon restart, their avatar will be bound to a brig of an alien vessel, which the player must commandeer. They will eventually modify, upgrade, and reconfigure the ship for use as their own private action-adventure spaceship. Technically, the first level is in the pitch, with no up or down, and players must figure out how to complete a series of puzzles and riddles to take the ship. The designers of the game intentionally make each ship so full of so many intricate things that the game could be played for years, just exploring the spaceship. Eventually, though, after approximately 20 hours of logged game time, the Council of Libernauts will assign a mission to the crew of the newly commandeered ship. This is when most players figure out how much fun the game is when interacting with other people, especially with live video feeds. This is what Sunshine and Herondet are doing a few hours ago, as they were playing. The Council of Libernauts had assigned them the task of acquiring the preconscious Lost Irox of the Stone People of the New Jovian Sampler World. Herondet was starting to really get into manipulating the physical constants of the universe, which the game wrongfully referred to as the Cosmic Constants. What they were really hoping for is to get a pitch adventure request, which would get them into the server for the best game in the pitch, which is Codename Easter Bunny. Herondot had been modeling his own space Easter eggs in a Java derivative and was really looking forward to uploading them into a trans-Neptunian microsystem. But alas, the request was never sent from the aloof Council of Libernauts.